Introduction, our Heavenly Father's plan. We lived in heaven with Heavenly Father before we came to earth. We are His spirit children and had spirit bodies. We loved Him and He loved us. Heavenly Father taught us about His plan for us. It is called the plan of salvation. If we follow His plan, we can become like Heavenly Father. The plan was for us to come to earth and have bodies of flesh and blood. We would be tested to see if we would choose to obey God's commandments. The plan of salvation provides a way for us to live with Heavenly Father again. We would need to keep the commandments, but we would also need help. We would need to have our sins taken away, and we would need resurrected bodies. Because we cannot take away our own sins or resurrect our own bodies, we needed a Savior to do this for us. Heavenly Father chose Jesus Christ to be our Savior. Jesus loved Heavenly Father. Jesus also loved us. He agreed to come to earth to show us how to be righteous. He would provide the way for all of us to be saved. He agreed to suffer for our sins. He would also die and be resurrected, so we would be resurrected too. Satan also wanted to be our Savior, but he did not love Heavenly Father. He did not love us. He wanted to change Heavenly Father's plan so that he would have Heavenly Father's power and glory. Some of Heavenly Father's spirit children chose to follow Satan. This made Heavenly Father very sad. He made Satan and his followers leave heaven. Satan is the devil. He and the spirits who followed him want us to sin. Heavenly Father told Jesus to make an earth for us. Jesus did. He made the sun, the moon, and the stars. He put plants and animals on the earth. Now we had an earth to come to where we would have bodies of flesh and blood. Many people come to live on earth. Some of them choose to obey God's commandments. Some do not. The ancient prophets taught the people about Heavenly Father's plan and about Jesus Christ. The prophets said Jesus' father would be Heavenly Father. His mother would be a very good woman named Mary. He would be born in Bethlehem. The prophets said that many people would not believe that Jesus was the Savior. He would look like other people and not be rich. Many people would hate him. The prophets also told about John the Baptist. He would come before Jesus to tell the people about him. John would baptize Jesus. The prophets said that Jesus would be kind and perform many miracles. Before he died, Jesus would suffer for the sins of all people, so they would not have to suffer if they would repent. Many prophets knew that Jesus Christ, our Savior, would be crucified. He would be nailed to a wooden cross and give his life for us. After 3 days, he would be resurrected. His spirit would come back into his body. Because Jesus would die and be resurrected, we would all be resurrected too. The New Testament shows that the words of the prophets are true. It is the story of Jesus Christ and his apostles. They lived in the Holy Land. Many of the people who lived there were called Jews. The Romans had captured the Holy Land, and they ruled over the Jews.
Chapter 1, Elizabeth and Zacharias. Zacharias and his wife Elizabeth were Jews who lived near Jerusalem. They obeyed God's commandments. For many years, they prayed to have a baby. When they were old, they still had no children. Zacharias was a priest in the temple. One day, an angel named Gabriel came to him. Gabriel said that God would answer Zacharias and Elizabeth's prayers. They would have a baby. Gabriel said they should name the baby John. Gabriel said that John would be a righteous prophet of God. He would teach people about Jesus Christ. Zacharias did not believe the angel. Elizabeth was too old to have a baby. Gabriel said that because he did not believe what God had promised, Zacharias would not be able to talk until John was born.
Chapter 2, Mary and the Angel. Mary and Joseph lived in Nazareth. They were very good people. They loved each other and were going to be married. One day, the angel Gabriel came to Mary. He told Mary that God would bless her. Gabriel told Mary that she would be the mother of the Son of God. His name would be Jesus, and he would be the King of all righteous people. Mary said that she would obey Heavenly Father and be the mother of Jesus.
Chapter 3, John the Baptist is born. The angel Gabriel told Mary that Elizabeth was also going to have a baby boy. Mary and Elizabeth were relatives. Mary went to visit Elizabeth. The Holy Ghost told Elizabeth that Mary would be the mother of Jesus Christ. Mary and Elizabeth thanked God for blessing them. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months. Then Mary went home to Nazareth. Elizabeth's son was born. Her friends and family were happy. They thought that the baby should have the same name as his father, Zacharias. But Elizabeth said that his name should be John. Everyone was surprised. The people asked Zacharias what the baby's name should be. Zacharias still could not talk, so he wrote, "His name is John." Then Zacharias was able to speak again. He was filled with the Holy Ghost. He told the people that Jesus Christ would soon be born and that John would prepare the people for him. John grew up to become a great prophet. He taught people about Jesus Christ.
Chapter 4, Joseph and the Angel. Joseph was a good and kind man. He and Mary were to be married. When he learned that Mary was going to have a baby, he did not know what to do. Because the baby was not his child, he thought he should not marry her. One night, an angel came to Joseph in a dream and told him that Mary's baby was the Son of God. The angel told Joseph to marry Mary and to name her baby Jesus. Jesus was to be the Savior of the world. Joseph obeyed the angel and married Mary.
Chapter 5, Jesus Christ is born. The Roman emperor made a law that everyone must pay taxes. Joseph and Mary lived in Nazareth. They had to go 65 miles, 105 kilometers, to Bethlehem to pay their taxes. It was not easy for Mary to travel to Bethlehem. Her baby would soon be born. When Joseph and Mary arrived in Bethlehem, all the rooms were filled with people. Mary and Joseph had to stay in a stable. A stable is a place where animals are kept. There, the baby was born. Mary wrapped him in cloth and laid him in a manger. Joseph and Mary named the baby Jesus. On the night Jesus was born, shepherds were taking care of their sheep in the fields near Bethlehem. An angel came to them. The shepherds were afraid. The angel told them not to be afraid. He had wonderful news. The Savior, Jesus Christ, was born in Bethlehem. They would find him lying in a manger. The shepherds went to Bethlehem, where they saw the baby Jesus. The shepherds were happy to see the Savior. They told other people about all they had heard and seen.
Chapter 6, Presentation at the Temple. When Jesus was just a few weeks old, his parents brought him to Jerusalem to present him at the temple. Simeon, a righteous man who lived in Jerusalem, was at the temple. The Holy Ghost told him he would see Christ before he died. Simeon saw the baby Jesus at the temple. He held him in his arms and praised God. Simeon said that the child would bring salvation to all people. Joseph and Mary marveled at what he said. A widow named Anna also saw Jesus and knew who he was. She gave thanks and told many people about him.
Chapter Chapter 7, The Wise Men. Some wise men lived in another land. They knew what the prophets had said about the birth of Jesus. When they saw a new star in the sky, they knew that a new king had been born. The wise men went to see Herod, a king of the Jews, in Jerusalem. They asked him where the new king was. Herod told them to look in Bethlehem. When they found the baby, they were to come back and tell Herod. The wise men went to Bethlehem and found Jesus. They worshipped him and gave him gifts. They were told in a dream not to go back to Jerusalem and tell Herod where the baby was. They didn't.
Chapter 8, Wicked King Herod. The wise men had told Herod that Jesus would be king. Herod wanted to be the only king. He told his soldiers to kill all the babies in Bethlehem and nearby places. An angel told Joseph to take Mary and Jesus to Egypt, a country far from Bethlehem. Herod would not look for Jesus there. Joseph obeyed. He and Mary and Jesus were in Egypt when Herod's soldiers killed all the babies in Bethlehem and nearby places. After King Herod died, an angel told Joseph to take Jesus and Mary home. Joseph took them to Nazareth, where Jesus was safe.
Chapter 9, The Boy Jesus. Jesus grew up in the city of Nazareth. He learned many things and became strong in spirit, and the grace of God was upon him. When Jesus was 12, he went with Joseph and Mary in a group of people to a celebration in Jerusalem. They were there for several days. When Joseph and Mary left for home, they thought that Jesus was walking back to Nazareth with his friends. But Jesus had stayed in Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary looked for Jesus, they could not find him. No one in their group had seen him. So Joseph and Mary went back to Jerusalem. They looked for Jesus for 3 days. They were very sad. At last they found Jesus in the temple, talking with some teachers. He was answering their questions. The teachers were surprised at how much Jesus knew. Mary told Jesus that she and Joseph had been worried about him. Jesus replied that he was doing his Father's work, God's work. Joseph and Mary did not understand. Jesus went home to Nazareth with Joseph and Mary and obeyed them. Jesus learned more and more about his heavenly Father's work. He grew tall and strong. People loved him. He did what God wanted him to do. God loved him.
Chapter 10, Jesus is baptized. John lived in the desert for many years. He wore clothes made of camel's hair, and he ate honey and locusts. People came from the cities to hear him teach. He was known as John the Baptist. John the Baptist taught the people about Jesus Christ. He told them to repent of their sins and be baptized. John baptized those who repented of their sins. The people asked John the Baptist how to live better lives. He told them to share with the poor, tell the truth, and be fair to others. He said that Jesus Christ would soon come. Jesus would give them the gift of the Holy Ghost. One day, when John the Baptist was baptizing people in the Jordan River, Jesus Christ came to him. He asked John to baptize him. John knew that Jesus had always obeyed God's commandments and did not need to repent. John thought that Jesus did not need to be baptized. But God had commanded all people to be baptized, so Jesus told John to baptize him. Jesus set an example for us by obeying God's commandment to be baptized. When Jesus came up out of the water, the Holy Ghost came to him. God spoke from heaven, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." John the Baptist also testified that Jesus was the Son of God.
Chapter 11, Jesus is tempted. Jesus went into the wilderness to be with God. The Savior talked with Heavenly Father. He did not eat anything for 40 days because he was fasting. The devil came and tempted Jesus to prove that he was the Son of God. First, he told Jesus to change some rocks into bread. Jesus was hungry, but he knew that he should use his power only to help other people. He did not do what the devil said. Next, the Holy Ghost took Jesus to a high place on the temple. The devil tempted Jesus a second time, telling him to jump off the temple wall. The devil said that if Jesus was the Son of God, the angels would not let him be hurt. Jesus did not jump. He knew that it would be wrong to use his sacred powers in this way. Then the Holy Ghost took Jesus to the top of a mountain. He showed Jesus all the kingdoms and treasures of the world. The devil told Jesus that he could have all these things if he would obey him. Jesus said he would only obey Heavenly Father. He told the devil to go away. The devil left. Angels came and blessed Jesus. Jesus was ready to begin his work.
Chapter 12, The Wedding in Cana. Jesus Christ and his disciples attended a wedding feast in Cana. Mary, Jesus' mother, was there. She told Jesus that there was no more wine for the guests. Jesus respected and loved his mother. He asked her what she wanted him to do. Mary told the servants at the wedding to do whatever Jesus told them to do. Jesus told the servants to fill 6 large stone jars with water. Each jar held between 18 and 27 gallons, 68 and 102 liters. He then turned the water into wine. He told the servants to take wine from the jars and serve it to the ruler of the feast. The ruler of the feast was surprised when he drank the wine. The best wine was usually served at the beginning of a feast, but this time, the best wine was served last. This is the first recorded miracle that Jesus performed during his life on earth. He did it to help his mother. It also helped strengthen the faith of his disciples.
Chapter 13, Jesus and his Heavenly Father's House. Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem. Many people were there to make a sacrifice by killing an animal and burning it on an altar. The sacrifice helped people think about the Savior, who would sacrifice himself by suffering and dying for them. Some people did not have an animal to sacrifice. People sold animals to them in the temple. The sellers wanted to make a lot of money. They did not think about God. Jesus saw the people selling animals in the temple. He said that the temple was Heavenly Father's house, a holy place. He said people should not buy or sell things there. Jesus made a whip, overturned the tables, threw the money on the floor, and made the sellers leave the temple. He would not let them do wicked things in Heavenly Father's house.
Chapter 14, Nicodemus. Nicodemus belonged to a group of Jews called Pharisees. He was also a ruler of the Jews. Many Pharisees did not believe that Jesus Christ was sent by God, but Nicodemus believed because of the miracles Jesus did. Nicodemus came to talk with the Savior one night. Jesus told him that no one could enter the kingdom of God without being born again. Nicodemus did not understand. How could a person be born again? The Savior explained that he was talking about spiritual things. To be born again, a person must be baptized in water and receive the Holy Ghost. Jesus explained that he had been sent to earth to help us all return to Heavenly Father. He said that he would suffer for our sins and die on a cross so that we could have eternal life. He said that we need to believe in him and choose the right. If we do what is right, we will live forever in the kingdom of God.
Chapter 15, The Woman at the Well. Jesus left Jerusalem to go into Galilee. He traveled through Samaria and came to a well. He was tired, and he rested by the well. A Samaritan woman came to get some water. Jesus asked her to give him a drink. Since Jews usually did not talk with Samaritans, the woman was surprised. Jesus told the woman that he could give her a kind of water that would cause her never to thirst again. He explained that he was the Savior. The water he could give her was the living water of eternal life. The woman went to the city and told many people about Jesus. They went to the well and listened to Jesus themselves. Many of them believed his words.
Chapter 16, The Leader's Son. A leader of the Jewish people had a son who was very sick. Everyone thought that his son would soon die. The man left his son at home and traveled many miles to the city of Cana. There he found Jesus. The man asked the Savior to come and heal his son. Jesus told him that his son would be healed. The man believed Jesus, and he started for home. His servants came to meet him. They told him that his son was getting better and would live. He asked them when his son had begun to get well. They told him, "It was at the same time Jesus had said that the son would be healed." The man knew that Jesus Christ had healed his son. He and all his family believed in the Savior.
Chapter 17, Angry People in Nazareth. Jesus went to Nazareth, the city where he had grown up. Jesus went to a synagogue, a building where Jews go to church. He stood up and read from the scriptures. He read the words of the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah had said that the Savior would come to earth and help all people. When Jesus closed the scriptures and sat down, the people all looked at him. Jesus said that Isaiah's words were about him, that he was the Savior. The people were amazed at his words. They said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" They did not believe that Jesus was the Son of God. The Savior knew what they were thinking. They wanted him to perform a miracle. But Jesus told them that he would not do miracles for them because they did not have faith in him. This made the people angry. They took Jesus to the top of a hill and wanted to throw him off it. Jesus escaped from them and went to another city.
Chapter 18, Jesus chooses his apostles. One day, Jesus taught people from a boat on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. The boat belonged to a man named Peter. Peter and his friends had fished all night without catching any fish. After Jesus finished teaching, he told Peter to take the boat into deep water. Then he told Peter and his friends to put their fishing nets into the water. They caught so many fish that their nets began to break. Peter called to his friends in another boat to come and help. The fish filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Peter and his friends were amazed. They knew that Jesus Christ had made this happen. Peter knelt by the Savior's feet. He said that he was not worthy to be near Jesus. Jesus told Peter not to be afraid. Two of Peter's friends, James and John, were brothers. Jesus told Peter, James, and John to follow him and become fishers of men. The men left everything they had and went with Jesus. The Savior also asked other men to follow him. Jesus chose 12 apostles to lead his church. He prayed all night so that he could choose the right men. The next morning, he chose and ordained 12 men, giving them the priesthood and the authority to be apostles. The apostles traveled to many cities. They taught the gospel and healed people. They returned to tell Jesus what they had done.
Chapter 19, The Sermon on the Mount. One day, Jesus taught his disciples the gospel on a mountainside by the Sea of Galilee. He told them how to live so they could be happy and live with Heavenly Father again. The things he taught them can make us happy too. Jesus said we should be gentle, patient, and willing to obey Heavenly Father. We should try as hard as we can to be righteous. We should forgive people who hurt us or make us feel bad. If we forgive them, Heavenly Father will forgive us. We should be peacemakers, love other people, and help everyone to love each other. We should not be afraid to tell people about the gospel or show them that we love Heavenly Father. When other people see us do good, it will help them believe in God too. We should always keep our promises. And just as we want others to be kind to us, we should be kind to them. Jesus said that if we do these things, we will be happy, Heavenly Father will bless us, and we will live with Him again.
Chapter 20, Jesus teaches about prayer. Jesus taught His disciples how to pray. He said that some people pray only so others will see them praying. Jesus taught that we should say our personal prayers where we can be alone if possible. He said that some people say the same words over and over when they pray. They do not really think about what they are saying. Jesus said that we should pray sincerely for what we need. The Savior said a prayer to show His disciples how to pray. He began by saying, "Our Father in heaven." He praised Heavenly Father and then asked Him for help. He said, "Amen," at the end of His prayer. Later, Jesus told His disciples to pray to the Father in His name. He promised that Heavenly Father would answer their prayers.
Chapter 21, Jesus commands the winds and the waves. Jesus and His disciples were in a boat on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus fell asleep. The wind began to blow very hard, and the waves were filling the boat with water. The disciples were afraid that it would sink. They woke Jesus and asked Him to help. The Savior commanded the wind to stop blowing and the waves to go down. The wind stopped and the sea became calm. Jesus asked the disciples why they were afraid. He said that they should have more faith. They wondered what kind of man could command even the wind and the sea.
Chapter 22, The Man with the Evil Spirits. A man who lived in a cemetery by the Sea of Galilee had an evil spirit in him that made him act wild. People bound him with chains to control him, but he broke the chains. The man spent all day and night in the mountains and caves. He cried all the time and cut himself with stones. One day, Jesus and His disciples crossed the Sea of Galilee in a boat. When the Savior left the boat, the man ran to Him. Jesus told the evil spirit to come out of the man. The evil spirit knew Jesus was the Son of God. He asked Jesus not to hurt him. When the Savior asked the evil spirit what his name was, he said, "My name is Legion," which means many. Many evil spirits were in the man. They asked Jesus to let them enter the bodies of some nearby pigs. Jesus agreed. The evil spirits left the man and went into the bodies of about 2,000 pigs. The pigs ran down a hill into the sea and drowned. The men who cared for the pigs ran to the city and told people what had happened. The people came and saw Jesus and the wild man, but the man was not wild anymore. This made the people afraid of Jesus. They asked Him to go away. He went back to the boat. The man who was healed wanted to go with Him. The Savior told him to go home instead and tell his friends what had happened to him. The man told his friends, and they were amazed at Jesus' great power.
Chapter 23, The Man Who Could Not Walk. One day, Jesus was teaching a group of people in a house. Some men carried their friend on a bed to see Jesus. The friend could not walk. The men could not get him into the house because of all the people. The men took their friend up onto the roof. They removed part of the roof and lowered their friend into the house. When he saw the great faith of these men, Jesus told the sick man that his sins were forgiven. He told him to pick up his bed and go home. The man stood up. He was healed. He picked up his bed and walked home. He was very thankful to God.
Chapter 24, Jairus' daughter is raised from the dead. One day Jairus, a ruler of a synagogue, fell at the Savior's feet. Jairus said that his 12-year-old daughter was very ill. He begged Jesus to come and bless her. He believed that Jesus could make her better. Jesus started to follow Jairus home, but he stopped to heal a woman. As he was talking to her, someone came to tell Jairus that it was too late. His daughter was dead. Jesus heard what was said. He told Jairus not to be afraid, but to believe in him. Then Jesus went with Jairus to Jairus' house. The house was filled with people who were crying because of the little girl's death. Jesus told them the girl was not dead, but was sleeping. The people laughed at him. They were sure the girl was dead. The Savior had everyone leave the house except his disciples, Jairus, and Jairus' wife. They went to the room where the little girl was lying. Jesus took the girl by the hand. He told her to get up. She stood up and walked. Her parents were amazed. Jesus told them not to tell anyone what had happened. Then he told her parents to give the girl something to eat.
Chapter 25. A woman touches Jesus' clothes. A woman had been very sick for 12 years. She had been to many doctors, but they could not help her. One day, she saw Jesus surrounded by many people. She believed that she would be healed just by touching his clothing. She walked through the crowd and touched his clothing. She was healed immediately. Jesus turned around and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" The woman was afraid. She knelt in front of the Savior and said that she had touched him. Jesus told her that her faith in him had made her well.
Chapter 26, Jesus forgives a woman. A Pharisee asked the Savior to come to his house and eat with him. A woman who had many sins lived in the city. She knew that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. She wanted to do something special for Jesus. She knelt and washed the Savior's feet with her tears. Then she dried his feet with her hair and kissed them. She put sweet-smelling oil on them too. The Pharisee knew that the woman had done many things that were wrong. He thought that Jesus should not have let the woman touch him. The Savior knew what the Pharisee was thinking. He told the Pharisee that the woman had done more to care for him than the Pharisee had. The Pharisee had not given Jesus water to wash his feet or oil for his head, as was often done for guests. Jesus told the Pharisee that the woman's sins were forgiven because she loved the Savior and had faith in him. Jesus told the woman to go in peace.
Chapter 27, Doing His Father's Work on Earth. On a Jewish feast day, the Savior went to the pool of Bethesda in Jerusalem. People thought that when the water in the pool moved, the first person to step into the water would be healed. Jesus saw a man near the pool who had been unable to walk for 38 years. It was the Sabbath. Jesus asked the man if he wanted to be healed. The man said he could not be healed because he could never get to the water first. Jesus told the man, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." The man was immediately healed. Many Jewish people believed that it was a sin to do miracles on the Sabbath. They wanted to kill Jesus. Jesus answered that he was doing on the Sabbath only what his Father would do.
Chapter 28. Jesus feeds 5,000 people. Some friends of John the Baptist told Jesus that John had been killed by the king. When Jesus heard this, he went to a place near the Sea of Galilee to be alone. Many people knew where he was. More than 5,000 people followed him there, hoping that he would teach them. Jesus taught them many things. It was time to eat, but most of the people did not have any food. His disciples wanted Jesus to send the people to the nearest villages to buy food. Jesus told the disciples to see if anyone had brought food. They found a boy who had 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. Jesus told all the people to sit down. He blessed the bread and the fish and broke the food into pieces. The disciples gave the food to the people. There was more than enough for everyone.
Chapter 29. Jesus walks on the water. After feeding the 5,000, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray. His disciples took a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee. When night came, the wind started to blow, and the waves became high. Late that night, Jesus came to join his disciples. He was walking on the water to get to the boat. The disciples saw him walking on the water. They were afraid. They thought he was a spirit. Jesus called to them, "It is I. Be not afraid." Peter wanted to walk on the water too. Jesus told Peter to come to him. Peter climbed out of the boat. He began to walk on the water toward the Savior. Because the wind was blowing hard, Peter became afraid. He began to sink into the water and cried out to Jesus to save him. The Savior took Peter's hand. He asked Peter why he did not have more faith. When Jesus and Peter came to the boat, the storm stopped. All the disciples worshiped the Savior. They knew that he was the Son of God.
Chapter 30, The Bread of Life. The next day, many people tried to find Jesus. They followed him to Capernaum in boats. Jesus knew that they wanted him to feed them again. Jesus taught them that bread could keep them alive for only a short time. He said that there was another kind of bread they should look for, the bread of life. He told them that he was the bread of life. Jesus taught the people that he would sacrifice his life for them. He said that if they would follow and believe in him, they would gain everlasting life.
Chapter 31. Jesus heals a deaf man. Some people brought a man to Jesus. The man was deaf and could not talk well. The people wanted the Savior to heal him. Jesus led the man away from the others. He put his fingers in the man's ears. He touched the man's tongue and blessed him. Now the man could hear and talk. The people could understand him. Jesus asked the people not to tell anyone what had happened, but they told everyone.
Chapter 32. Peter testifies of Christ. Jesus asked his disciples who the people thought he was. The disciples answered that some people thought Jesus was John the Baptist. Others thought he was an Old Testament prophet who had come back from the dead. Jesus asked his disciples who they thought he was. Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus explained that Peter's testimony had not come from the learning of men. His testimony had come by revelation from God. Jesus promised Peter that he would give him the priesthood and the authority to lead his church. Then Peter and the disciples would have the authority to set up Jesus' church on earth. Jesus told his disciples not to tell anyone yet that he was the Christ. First, he needed to suffer, be killed, and rise from the dead on the third day.
Chapter 33, Appearing in Glory, the Transfiguration. Jesus took Peter, James, and John to the top of a high mountain to pray. As Jesus prayed, the glory of God came upon him. His face was bright like the sun. Two Old Testament prophets named Moses and Elias appeared to him. They talked about his coming death and resurrection. While Jesus was praying, the apostles fell asleep. When they awoke, they saw the glory of Jesus Christ, Moses, and Elias. They heard Heavenly Father's voice testify, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." The apostles were afraid and fell to the ground. Jesus touched them and told them not to fear. When they looked up, the heavenly messengers were gone. Jesus told the apostles not to tell anyone what they had seen until after he had died and been resurrected.
Chapter 34, The Boy with an Evil Spirit. One day a man asked the Savior to help his son. The boy had an evil spirit in him. The disciples had already tried to heal his son, but they could not. Jesus had the man bring his son to him. When the boy came, the evil spirit made him fall to the ground. The Savior asked how long the evil spirit had been in the boy. The father said that it had been in him since he was a child. Jesus said that he could heal the son if the father had faith. The father began to cry. He said that he had faith, but he asked Jesus to help him have even more faith. Jesus commanded the evil spirit to come out of the boy and never go into him again. The evil spirit was angry. It hurt the boy again. Then it obeyed Jesus and left. The boy was so quiet that many people said he was dead, but Jesus took his hand and helped him stand up. The boy was healed. The evil spirit was gone. Later, the disciples asked Jesus why they had not been able to make the evil spirit leave the boy. Jesus told them that sometimes they needed to fast and pray in order for a person to be healed.
Chapter 35, The Good Samaritan. Jesus told many stories or parables to help people learn the truth. One day, a leader of the Jews asked Jesus what he must do to have eternal life. The Savior asked him what the scriptures said. The leader said that a man should love God and also love his neighbor. Jesus said that he was right. Then the leader asked, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus answered by telling the man a story. One day, a Jewish man was walking on the road to the city of Jericho. Thieves robbed and beat him. They left the man on the road, almost dead. Soon, a Jewish priest came by and saw the man. The priest walked by on the other side of the road. He did not help the man. Another Jewish man who worked in the temple came by. He saw the injured man, but he did not help the man either and walked by on the other side of the road. Then a Samaritan man came along. The Jews and the Samaritans did not get along. But when the Samaritan saw the man, he felt sorry for him. He took care of the man's wounds and put clothes on him. The Samaritan took the man to an inn and cared for him until the next day. When the Samaritan had to leave, he gave money to the innkeeper and told him to take care of the man. After Jesus told this story, he asked the Jewish leader which of the three men was a neighbor to the injured man. The leader said that the Samaritan was because he had helped the man. Jesus told the Jewish leader to be like the Samaritan.
Chapter 36. Jesus tells three parables. One day Jesus was eating and talking with people who many thought were sinners. Some Pharisees saw him. The Pharisees believed that good men should not talk to sinners. They thought that Jesus was not a good man because he was talking to sinners. The Savior wanted to help the Pharisees understand why he was with the sinners. He told them three parables. The first one was about a lost sheep. The first parable, the lost sheep. A good shepherd had 100 sheep. One of them was lost. The shepherd left the 99 sheep to look for the lost one. When he found it, he was very happy. The shepherd carried the sheep home. He called to all his friends and neighbors to come and be happy with him. He had found the lost sheep. Jesus Christ told the Pharisees what the parable meant. He said that those who sin are like the lost sheep. Just as the shepherd wanted to save the lost sheep, Jesus wants to save those who sin. Jesus said that was why he was talking with sinners. And just as the shepherd was very happy when he found the lost sheep, Jesus is very happy when we repent. The second parable, the lost coin. A woman had 10 silver coins. She lost one of the coins. She looked all over the house for it. At last she found the coin. She was very happy. She called her friends and neighbors to tell them. They too were happy that she had found the lost coin. Church leaders and members are like the woman in the story. The lost coin is like a member of the church who does not go to church or try to live the commandments anymore. It is as if they are lost from the church. Jesus Christ wants church members to find any lost brothers or sisters and help them come back to him. He is very happy when this happens. The friends and neighbors in the story are like the angels of God. The angels are very happy when a person repents. The third parable, the lost son. A man had two sons. The man promised to give his money to them when he died. The younger son did not want to wait. He asked his father for his part of the money. His father gave it to him. The son took the money and left home. He went to another land. The son sinned again and again. He spent all of the money. Finally, the son had no money to buy food. He was very hungry. He asked a man for help. The man hired him to feed his pigs. The son was so hungry that he wanted to eat the pigs' food. He knew that the servants in his father's house had better food to eat than he did. He decided to repent and asked to be a servant in his father's house. When the son went home, his father saw him coming. The father ran to meet his son. He put his arms around him and kissed him. The son told his father that he had sinned. He felt he was not worthy to be called his father's son. The father told a servant to bring the best clothes and put them on the son. The servant put shoes on the son's feet and a ring on his finger. The father told the servant to prepare a feast. He wanted everyone to celebrate. The son who had sinned had repented and returned home. The older son had been working in the field. When he came home, he heard music and dancing. A servant told him that his younger brother had come home. His father wanted everyone to celebrate. The older son was angry and would not go into the house. His father came out to talk with him. The father was thankful that the older son had always stayed with him. Everything the father had would be his. The father also said that it was right to celebrate. He was happy his younger son had repented and returned home. Jesus told the Pharisees the three parables because he wanted them to know how much Heavenly Father loves everyone. He loves people who obey him. He also loves sinners. But Heavenly Father cannot bless them until they repent. He wants sinners to repent and come back to him. And he wants us to help them do that and to be happy when they return.
Chapter 37, The 10 Lepers. Jesus went to a small town where he saw 10 lepers. Lepers are people who are sick. Their sickness causes them to get terrible sores all over their bodies. Doctors could not help the lepers. People were afraid to go near them. They did not want to get sick too. The lepers asked Jesus to heal them. They knew he could make their sores go away. Jesus wanted them to be well. He told them to go and show themselves to the priests. On their way to the priests, the 10 lepers were healed. Their sores were gone. One of the lepers knew that Jesus had healed them. He went back to thank him. Jesus asked where the other 9 lepers were. They had not come back. Jesus told the leper who had thanked him that the leper's faith had made him well.
Chapter 38, The Pharisee and the Publican. One day the Savior talked to some people who thought that they were more righteous than other people. Jesus told them a story. 2 men went to the temple to pray. One was a Pharisee, the other was a publican, which is a tax collector. People did not like tax collectors. They thought tax collectors were not honest. The Pharisee stood in front of others to pray. He thanked God that he was better than other people. He said that he fasted 2 times each week and paid his tithing. The publican stood by himself, bowed his head, and prayed, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The Pharisee thought he was perfect and did not need God's help. But the publican knew that he was not perfect and needed God's help. He was humble and asked God to forgive him. Jesus said that people should be like the publican. They should not think they are better than other people. They should repent of their sins and ask God to forgive them.
Chapter 39, Jesus Heals a Blind Man. One day, Jesus was walking with his disciples. They saw a man who had been born blind. The disciples asked if the man was blind because he had sinned or because his parents had sinned. The Savior said that neither the parents nor the man had sinned. The man was blind so that Jesus could heal him and show people God's power. Jesus made clay out of the dirt. He put it on the blind man's eyes. Jesus told the man to go wash his eyes. As soon as the man washed the clay from his eyes, he could see. When his neighbors saw him, they were not sure who he was. He told them that Jesus had healed him. The neighbors took the man to the Pharisees. The man told the Pharisees that Jesus had healed him. Some of the Pharisees thought Jesus must be a righteous man. Others thought he was a sinner. When the man said Jesus was a righteous person, some of the Pharisees were angry and threw the man out. Jesus found the man. He asked the man if he believed in the Son of God. The man asked who the Son of God was. Jesus said that he was the Son of God, and the man worshiped him.
Chapter 40, The Good Shepherd. A shepherd takes care of sheep. He helps them find food and water. He does not let them get hurt or lost. He knows them and loves them and would give his life to save them. Jesus Christ called himself the Good Shepherd. He is our shepherd. We are his sheep. He loves us. He helps us learn the truth. He teaches us how to live so we can return to Heavenly Father. He gave His life for us. The Savior told the people in Jerusalem that He had other sheep. He said He would visit these other sheep. The people did not understand. After Jesus was resurrected, He visited His sheep in the Americas. The Book of Mormon tells about His visit there. Jesus stayed many days, healing the sick and blessing the people. He gave them the priesthood and organized His church. Jesus taught the same things to these people that He had taught to the people in Jerusalem.
Chapter 41. Jesus blesses the children. Jesus was going to Jerusalem. Along the way, some people wanted Jesus to bless their children. The disciples told the people not to bother Jesus. But Jesus Christ loves children. He told the disciples to let the children come to Him. Jesus also told the disciples that they should be like little children. Then they could live with God in heaven.
Chapter 42, The Rich Young Man. One day a rich young man came to Jesus and asked Him what he should do to go to heaven. The Savior told him to love and honor his father and mother, and not to kill anyone or lie or steal. The rich young man said he had always obeyed the commandments. Jesus told the young man that he needed to do one more thing. He needed to sell everything he had and give the money to the poor. Then the young man should follow Him. The rich young man did not want to give away everything he had. He loved the things he owned more than he loved God. The young man left feeling sad. The Savior told His disciples that it is hard for those who love riches to go to heaven. The disciples did not understand. They asked, "Who can live with God?" Jesus said that people who trust God and love Him more than anything else can live with Him in heaven.
Chapter 43. Jesus brings Lazarus back to life. A man named Lazarus lived in Bethany with his sisters Mary and Martha. Jesus loved Lazarus and his sisters, and they loved Jesus. Lazarus became very sick. The Savior was in another town. Mary and Martha sent word to Him that Lazarus was sick. The Savior asked His disciples to go with Him to help Lazarus. The disciples were afraid to go to Bethany. It was near Jerusalem. Some people in Jerusalem wanted to kill Jesus. Jesus told His disciples that Lazarus was dead. He said that He would bring him back to life. This miracle would help the disciples know that He was the Savior. Jesus went to Bethany. When He got there, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Martha told Jesus that Lazarus would still be alive if he had come sooner. Jesus said Lazarus would live again. He asked Martha if she believed Him. Martha said yes. She knew that Jesus was the Savior. Martha left Jesus to get her sister Mary. Mary went to meet Jesus too. Many people followed her. Mary knelt, crying at the Savior's feet. The people with her were also crying. Jesus asked where Lazarus' body was. Jesus went to the cave where Lazarus was buried. There was a stone in front of it. He told the people to move the stone. Jesus looked up. He thanked Heavenly Father for hearing his prayers. Then, in a loud voice, Jesus told Lazarus to come out of the cave. Lazarus walked out. Many of the people who saw the miracle now believed that Jesus was the Savior.
Chapter 44. The Savior goes to Jerusalem. Some people told the priests and the Pharisees that Jesus had brought Lazarus back to life. The Pharisees thought that everyone would believe in Jesus They were afraid that no one would listen to them. The Pharisees planned a way to kill Jesus. They waited for him to come to Jerusalem for the Passover feast. Jesus went to Jerusalem. Many people heard that he was coming and went to meet him. Jesus rode a young donkey into the city. A prophet had written that the Son of God would do this. Many people believed that Jesus was the Son of God. They put palm branches and some of their clothes on the ground for him to ride over. They shouted Hosanna and said that Jesus was their king. People in Jerusalem came to see what was happening. They asked who Jesus was. People in the crowd told them that he was a prophet from Nazareth. The Pharisees were angry. They did not want people to believe that Jesus was the Savior. Jesus knew the Pharisees wanted to kill him. Jesus told his disciples that he would soon die. He would suffer for the sins of all people and then die on a cross. He was the Savior of the world. This was why he had come to earth.
Chapter 45, The Widow's Mite. Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem. He watched as people gave money for the church. Many rich people gave a lot of money. A poor widow gave 2 pieces of money called mites. It was not very much money, but it was all the money she had. Jesus saw the widow and told the disciples what she had done. He said the rich people had given a greater amount of money than she had, but they had more to give. The widow had no more money. She gave all that she had. She gave more to God than all the rich people.
Chapter 46, The Second Coming. Jesus was on the Mount of Olives. His disciples wanted to ask Jesus some questions. They asked when the wicked would be destroyed. They also wanted to know when Jesus would come again. Jesus told them that before his second coming, false prophets would claim to be the Christ. Many people would follow them. But if his followers obeyed his words, they would not be fooled by the false prophets. They would be saved. Jesus also said that before he comes again, there will be many wars, famines, terrible sicknesses, and earthquakes. Many people will stop helping others and become wicked. The gospel will be preached to the whole world, but many people will not listen. The sun will be darkened, the moon will not shine, and stars will fall from heaven. When Jesus Christ comes again, people will see him coming down from the clouds with power and great glory. He will send his angels to gather the righteous together. We can prepare for the second coming by doing what is right. When we see the signs Jesus promised, we will know that the Savior's coming is near. No one knows exactly when Jesus will come again. If we are prepared, we can be with him.
Chapter 47, The 10 Virgins. Jesus told a story about 10 young women who went to a wedding. They waited for the bridegroom to come and let them in. They did not know what time he would come. The 10 women had oil-burning lamps. 5 of the women were wise. They had extra oil with them. The other 5 women were foolish. They only had the oil that was in their lamps. The bridegroom did not come for a long time. The oil in the lamps ran out. The 5 wise women had more oil to put in their lamps. The 5 foolish women had to go buy more oil. While they were gone, the bridegroom came. He let the 5 wise women into the wedding. When the 5 foolish women returned, the door was closed. They could not go to the wedding. Jesus is like the bridegroom in this story. Church members are like the 10 women. When Jesus comes again, some members will be ready. They will have obeyed God's commandments. Others will not be ready. They will not be able to be with the Savior when he comes again.
Chapter 48, The Talents. Jesus told his disciples a story about a man who gave his servants some talents. A talent was a large amount of money. The man gave one servant 5 talents. He gave another servant 2 talents. He gave a third servant 1 talent. Then the man went on a journey. The servant with 5 talents worked hard. He earned 5 more talents. He now had 10 talents. The servant with 2 talents also worked hard. He earned 2 more talents. He now had 4 talents. The servant with 1 talent buried it in the ground. He was afraid he would lose it. He did not work to earn any more talents. When the man came back, he asked the servants what they had done with his talents. The first servant brought him 10 talents. The man was happy. He made the servant a leader over many things and told him to be joyful. The second servant brought the man 4 talents. This also made the man happy. He made the second servant a leader over many things and told him to be joyful. The third servant gave the man back the talent he had buried. The man was not happy. He said the servant was lazy. He should have worked hard to earn more talents. The man took the talent from the third servant and gave it to the first servant. Then he sent the lazy servant away. The man in the story is like Jesus. We are like the servants. Jesus will judge how we each use the gifts we have been given.
Chapter 49, The First Sacrament. Every year, the Jews held a feast called the Passover. It helped the Jewish people remember that God had saved their ancestors at the time of Moses. Jesus and the 12 apostles needed a place to eat the Passover feast. The Savior sent Peter and John to find a room and see that everything was ready for the feast. They found a room and prepared the feast. Jesus and all the apostles went there. They ate the Passover feast together. Jesus gave his apostles the sacrament for the first time. He took bread in his hands, blessed it, and then broke it into pieces. He told the apostles to eat the bread. Jesus told them to think of his body when they ate the bread. He asked them to remember that he would die for them. Jesus poured wine into a cup. He blessed the wine and told the apostles to drink it. Jesus told them to think of his blood when they drank the wine. He asked them to remember that he would bleed and suffer for the sins of all people. Jesus also told the apostles that wicked men would soon kill him. 11 of the apostles were very sad. They loved the Savior and did not want him to die. Jesus knew that one of the apostles would help the wicked men. His name was Judas Iscariot.
Chapter 50, Other Teachings at the Last Supper. After they finished eating, Jesus told his apostles that they should love one another as he had loved them. If they did this, people would know they were his disciples. He said that if the apostles loved him, they would keep his commandments. He promised them the gift of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost would teach them all they needed to know. The Holy Ghost would help the apostles remember the things Jesus had taught them. Jesus said that he was like a vine. His disciples are like branches of the vine. Only a branch that is firmly attached to the vine can produce good fruit. Jesus promised his apostles that if they lived the gospel, their fruit, their works, would be good. If they did not follow him, they would be like branches cut off from a plant and produce nothing. Jesus Christ prayed that his apostles would be united. He wanted them to teach people to believe in him and to know that Heavenly Father loves them. Alleluia. Then Jesus and the apostles sang a hymn and left the room.
Chapter 51, Jesus suffers in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus and the apostles went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas did not go with them. He went to tell the Jewish leaders where Jesus was. The Savior asked Peter, James, and John to go with him into the garden. He asked them to wait while he went to pray. Jesus knew he needed to suffer for the sins of all people. He did not want to suffer, but he chose to obey Heavenly Father. Peter, James, and John fell asleep while Jesus prayed. Jesus came and found them sleeping. He asked them to stay awake. He went to pray again. Peter, James, and John wanted to stay awake, but they were very tired. They fell asleep again. Jesus again found them sleeping. He went and prayed a third time. As Jesus prayed, he began to tremble because of the pain. An angel came to strengthen him. He suffered so much that he sweat drops of blood. He was suffering for all of our sins so that we can be forgiven if we repent. Jesus woke Peter, James, and John. He told them that he would be betrayed and killed. Jesus said that wicked people were coming to take him away.
Chapter 52, The Trials of Jesus. The leaders of the Jews sent men with swords and sticks to the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas Iscariot was with them. The chief priests had paid Judas to show the men where Jesus was. Judas showed the men who Jesus was by kissing him. The men led Jesus away. They mocked and hit him. Then they took Jesus to the high priest, Caiaphas. The Jewish leaders asked Jesus questions. They said that he had broken the law by saying that he was the Son of God. Jesus told them that he was the Son of God. They said Jesus was guilty and should die. The Jewish leaders did not have the authority to kill Jesus. They took him to Pontius Pilate, who could sentence Jesus to die. The Jewish leaders told Pilate that Jesus had taught the people to disobey the Roman law. Pilate did not think Jesus had done anything wrong. Pilate wanted to let Jesus go. The crowd wanted Jesus to be crucified. Pilate still wanted to let Jesus go, but the priests and the people kept shouting that they wanted Jesus to be crucified. Pilate washed his hands. He said that he was not responsible for Jesus' death. The people said that they would be responsible for his death. Pilate told his soldiers to crucify Jesus.
Chapter 53. Jesus is crucified. The soldiers beat Jesus with whips. They put a purple robe on him. They made a crown of thorns and put it on Jesus' head. They laughed at him and spit on him. They called him King of the Jews. Many people followed the soldiers as they took Jesus to a hill near Jerusalem. They made him carry his own cross. They nailed his hands and feet to the cross and lifted it up. They also crucified two other men who were thieves. Jesus prayed. He asked Heavenly Father to forgive the soldiers who crucified him. They did not know that he was the Savior. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was standing by the cross. The Apostle John was there too. Jesus told John to take care of his mother. John took Jesus' mother to his home. Darkness covered the land. The Savior suffered on the cross for many hours. Finally, his spirit left his body, and he died. When he died, an earthquake broke huge rocks into pieces. A curtain in the temple, called the veil, was torn in two. The Roman soldiers were afraid. one of Jesus' disciples took the Savior's body off the cross. He wrapped it in a cloth and placed it in a tomb, a place where people are buried. A big rock was rolled in front of the tomb.
Chapter 54, Jesus is risen. The Savior's body was in the tomb until Sunday morning. Then two angels came and rolled the stone away from the tomb. A woman whom Jesus had healed named Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She was surprised to see that the stone had been moved. Jesus' body was not in the tomb. She ran to tell Peter and John that someone had taken the Savior's body. She did not know where it was. Peter and John ran to the tomb. They found the cloth Jesus had been buried in, but Jesus' body was not there. Peter and John did not know what to do. They went home. Mary Magdalene stayed by the tomb, crying. When she looked into the tomb again, she saw two angels. They asked Mary Magdalene why she was crying. She said someone had taken Jesus' body away. She did not know where it was. She turned around and saw someone. She thought it was the gardener. He asked her why she was crying. She asked him if he knew where Jesus' body was. Then the man said, "Mary," and she knew it was Jesus. He asked her to tell the apostles that he was resurrected. Mary Magdalene and some other women told the apostles that Jesus had been resurrected. At first, the apostles did not believe them. Later, while the apostles were talking to each other, Jesus came into the room. The apostles were afraid. They still thought he was dead. The Savior told them to touch his hands and feet. He was resurrected. His body and spirit had come together again. The apostles were happy to see him. He asked them for food. They gave him fish and honeycomb. He ate it. Jesus Christ was the first person to be resurrected. Many others were then resurrected and seen by people living in Jerusalem. Jesus had said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Because he overcame death, we will all be resurrected someday."
Chapter 55. The Apostles Lead the Church. After he was resurrected, Jesus stayed with his apostles for 40 days. He taught them many things about the gospel and his church. He told them to teach the gospel to all people. He also said that he would leave them soon, but the Holy Ghost would come to help them. The apostles watched Jesus go up into the clouds. Two angels in white clothes told the apostles that Jesus would come back from heaven someday. The apostles were now the leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ on earth. Peter was president, and James and John were his counselors. There were only 11 apostles. Judas was dead. Heavenly Father told the apostles to choose Matthias to be one of the 12 apostles. All of the apostles had a special calling in the priesthood. The apostles and the other disciples had faith in the Lord. They obeyed his commandments. They loved one another. With the priesthood and the power of the Holy Ghost, the apostles could do many things. They healed the sick and were missionaries. They taught about Jesus Christ and his gospel. Many people believed the apostles' words and joined the church. Church members were called saints.
Chapter 56, Peter heals a man. A man who could not walk was carried to the temple every day. He sat by the temple doors and asked for money. One day he saw Peter and John about to enter the temple. He asked Peter and John for money. Peter said that he did not have any money. Peter said that he would give the man something else. Peter blessed the man in the name of Jesus Christ and healed him. Then he helped the man stand up. The man walked for the first time in his life. Many people saw the man walking and leaping. They knew it was a miracle. They knew Peter had the power of God. Peter told them that Jesus Christ had given him the power to heal the man. Peter was a great missionary. He helped many people believe in and follow Jesus Christ.
Chapter 57. Wicked men kill Stephen. Many Jewish leaders thought that miracles would stop when Jesus died. However, the apostles also performed miracles. Many people believed in Jesus Christ and joined the church. This made many Jewish leaders angry. They put Peter and John in prison. King Herod Agrippa had the apostle James killed. The apostles called seven men to help lead the church. One was a righteous man named Stephen. He taught the gospel to many people. Some wicked people lied and said that Stephen spoke against Jewish law. They took him to be tried by the Jewish leaders. Stephen told the leaders that they were wicked. He said that they had killed Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Then Stephen looked up into heaven and saw Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. When he told the leaders what he saw, they were very angry. They took Stephen out of the city to kill him by throwing stones at him. They laid their coats at the feet of a young man named Saul. As Stephen was dying, he asked God to take his spirit to heaven. He also asked God to forgive those who were killing him. Then he died.
Chapter 58. Simon and the Priesthood. Many people in Samaria heard and believed the gospel. They were baptized, but they did not have the Holy Ghost. Peter and John went to Samaria. They laid their hands on people's heads and gave them the gift of the Holy Ghost. A man named Simon saw Peter and John giving people the gift of the Holy Ghost. Simon knew that the two apostles could give people the gift of the Holy Ghost because they had the priesthood. He wanted the priesthood too. He offered Peter and John money for it. Peter told Simon that no one can buy the priesthood. God gives it to righteous men. Peter knew that Simon was not righteous. He told him to repent.
Chapter 59. Saul learns about Jesus. Saul had watched the people kill Stephen. One day, Saul was walking to the city of Damascus with some friends. He wanted to put some of Christ's disciples in prison. Suddenly, a bright light from heaven surrounded him. He fell to the ground. Then Saul heard the voice of Jesus asking him why he was trying to hurt the saints. Saul was afraid. He asked Jesus what he should do. The Savior said Saul should go to Damascus. There, Saul would be told what he needed to do. Saul opened his eyes, but he could not see. He was blind. His friends took him to Damascus. A disciple of Jesus Christ named Ananias lived in Damascus. In a vision, Jesus told Ananias to go to Saul. Ananias had the priesthood. He put his hands on Saul's head and blessed him that Saul's sight would come back. After being healed, Saul was baptized and received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Saul changed his name to Paul. He was called to be an apostle. He became a missionary for the church. He wrote many letters. He went to many lands and taught the gospel.
Chapter 60. Peter brings Tabitha back to life. A good woman named Tabitha lived in the city of Joppa. She was a follower of Jesus Christ. She helped many people and did many good things. She became sick and died. Her friends sent for Peter. When he got there, he asked Tabitha's friends to leave the room. Peter knelt and prayed, then told Tabitha to stand. She opened her eyes and sat up. Peter helped her stand. He called her friends. They came and saw that she was alive. Peter had used the power of the priesthood to bring Tabitha back to life. Many people in Joppa believed in Jesus Christ when they learned of Tabitha's return to life.
Chapter 61. Paul and Silas in prison. A girl had an evil spirit in her. People liked to hear what the evil spirit said through her. They paid the men she worked for to hear the evil spirit speak. Whenever Paul and Silas walked by, the girl followed them. As she did, the evil spirit spoke. One day, Paul commanded the evil spirit to leave her. It did. The men she worked for were angry. Now they could not make money. The men took Paul and Silas to the leaders of their city. They said that Paul and Silas had been causing trouble. The leaders had Paul and Silas whipped and put in prison. That night, Paul and Silas prayed and sang hymns to Heavenly Father. Everyone in the prison heard them. Suddenly, the ground began to shake. The prison doors opened. The guard woke up and saw the open doors. He thought the prisoners had escaped. Paul told the guard not to worry. The prisoners were all still there. The guard knelt by Paul and Silas and asked how he could be saved. Paul and Silas taught the guard and his family the gospel. That night, the guard and his family were baptized. The next day, the city leaders set Paul and Silas free. Paul and Silas went to another city to do more missionary work.
Chapter 62, Paul obeys the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost told the Apostle Paul to go to Jerusalem. The Holy Ghost said that Paul would be put in prison. Paul was not afraid. He loved the Savior and did what the Holy Ghost had told him to do. Paul said goodbye to his friends. He said he would never see them again. He told them to live the gospel and obey God's commandments. Paul warned them not to listen to people who would try to teach them things that are not true. Paul told them to love and take care of each other. He knelt and prayed with them. Everyone cried. They went with him to the boat and watched Paul leave for Jerusalem.
Chapter 63. Paul finishes his mission. Paul went to the temple in Jerusalem. A group of Jews thought Paul had taken people who were not Jews into the temple. This made the Jewish people angry. They took Paul out of the temple and beat him. Roman soldiers arrested Paul. They let him speak to the Jewish people. Paul testified to the people that he had seen a light from heaven and heard the Savior's voice. He said that Jesus had told him to preach the gospel. The people did not believe Paul. They wanted to kill him. The soldiers put Paul in prison for the night. The Savior visited Paul in prison and told him not to be afraid. He said Paul would go to Rome and teach the gospel there. To protect Paul, the Romans sent him to another city. King Agrippa was there. Paul told King Agrippa that he had been a Pharisee and had hated the people who believed in Jesus. He had even put them into prison. Then Paul had seen a light from heaven and heard the Savior's voice. Now he believed in Jesus. Paul testified to King Agrippa that the gospel was true. He said that Jesus had been resurrected. In a vision, Jesus Christ had told Paul to teach his gospel. Because Paul had obeyed, many people hated Paul. King Agrippa said that Paul almost made him believe in Jesus. The king did not think Paul should be killed, but he had to send Paul to Rome, where Paul would be placed on trial. Paul was in prison in Rome for 2 years. Many people came to see him. He taught them the gospel. Paul wrote letters to the saints in other lands. Some of these letters, called epistles, are in the New Testament. Paul knew he would be killed. He was not afraid. He had obeyed God's commandments. He had taught the gospel. He had finished his mission. Paul knew that Heavenly Father loved him. He also knew that after he died, he would live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. After the New Testament, church leaders worked hard to teach people about Jesus Christ. They visited the saints and wrote them letters. People joined the church in many lands. Wicked people did not want people to believe in Jesus Christ. Wicked people wanted to change the commandments. Some saints listened to them. Many stopped believing in Jesus and did not obey his commandments. The apostles and many saints were killed. No one was left to lead the church. The keys of the priesthood were taken from the earth. The people did not have prophets to guide them. The church of Jesus Christ was not on the earth anymore. The apostles Peter and Paul had said this would happen. Hundreds of years went by. There were many different churches. None of them had apostles or the priesthood of God. None of the churches were the church of Jesus Christ. But prophets had said that after many years, the church of Jesus Christ would return to the earth again. In 1820, a boy named Joseph Smith wanted to know which church was the church of Jesus Christ. He went into the woods near his home and prayed. He asked God to tell him which church was right. Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ came to Joseph Smith. The Savior told Joseph not to join any of the churches because none of them was his church. God chose to bring the church of Jesus Christ back to the earth through Joseph Smith. God sent angels to give Joseph Smith the priesthood. He helped Joseph translate the Book of Mormon. On April 6, 1830, the Church of Jesus Christ was organized on the earth again. Just as Jesus chose 12 apostles when he was on the earth, God helped Joseph Smith choose 12 apostles to help him lead the church. These men were given the power to teach the gospel and to do miracles. Jesus wants everyone to know about his church. He told Joseph Smith to send missionaries to teach all people about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is the same church that Jesus organized when he lived on the earth.